All right, guys, Coach Mike here. Welcome to week 5. And this is actually an addendum to the recordings below, because these recordings about trusting, allowing, and letting go, very important recordings, but this used to be week 7. And for about a year and a half, I kept saying with the team that we've got to move week 7 up to week 5. We've got to tie week 7 into weeks 3 and 4, and we're finally doing it. But the recordings, I feel, are so good for week 7, not because I did them, it's just the information. And a lot of people for a lot of years have loved the week 7 recordings. And so I didn't want to redo those recordings. So I'm adding an addendum here. So when you hear me speak in the intro video below, I talk about week 7, but everything holds true that I said in there. You should be at this point an acceptance machine. Okay, it's not about looking for the next week, and it's not about looking to get to that next step. It's about mastering the step you're in. And in weeks 3 and 4, we spoke a lot about acceptance. In week 2, we taught you what the state of being was and what acceptance and resistance is, the different states, that they're all okay, and how to pay attention to your thoughts and your emotions and your actions as proof as to what your state of being is. So it's really just communication from the state of being as it creates itself in your reality. And then the magnet of the law. So everything I speak about in this intro video in week 7 holds firm. You should be accepting nonstop right now. I call it the acceptance machine. You can call it the acceptance beast. You can call it the acceptance diva, the acceptance warrior, acceptance champion. But the bottom line is, if you're thinking, you're in resistance. If you're accepting, you're in acceptance. And acceptance, as I've mentioned many times in week 3 and 4, acceptance isn't about needing anything to get go away. It isn't about getting rid of anything, even though I use the analogy of clearing the resistance, and I'll always use that because you do. But you do that by being perfectly okay with where you're at. And it sounds so strange to embrace the state of being of discontent, but when you do, you're in acceptance. So you should be accepting 1,500 times a day if you've got a lot of resistance. You should be doing it all day long. It should be your mission in life. But the more you accept, the more you're expanding a state of being of acceptance, the more you're clearing out old resistance that's been stored for years. And now the magic happens because the state of being is working with the law. So whether you're in resistance or acceptance, it's working beautifully. Why not make the decision to constantly be in acceptance? So that should be your number one focus, your number one goal. And if you haven't mastered it yet, stop this recording, go back and listen to week 4, especially the Q&A call that's at the end of week 4. Very powerful stuff. And master that step and then come back here the next day and listen to these recordings. But I didn't want to change the recordings below because they're really powerful. And they really are accurate about what you need to do in regards to letting go. And I talk more about what I spoke about in week 4, which is don't judge the occurrence. You know, a lot of people, we've heard over the years, they love a lot of the weeks. A lot of people love week 1 because it's an awakening. They love week 2 because it's a glimpse behind the scenes. They love weeks 3 and 4 about acceptance, but they really love week 4. And a lot of people love week 7 because it really lets go of the judgment. It trusts in a force way bigger than us, and it gets you out of the fray. You have to be in acceptance. That's your job. Life's an inside game. And your job is on the inside. And the state of being will take care of everything on the outside. That's the magic. Okay, so we're moving this week 7. The recordings you hear below, I'm going to talk about week 7 and where you should be. You should be there pretty much in week 5. And then what happens in week 6 is we teach you what we call the morning formula. Very powerful. And then in week 7, it's going to be goal setting. And then beyond. But again, you're at a point in the program where you should be seeing some results. This is your week 5 recording, so you've probably been in for, you know, about a month or so. And you get your week 5 on the anniversary of your month in the program. So you should be feeling some relief. You should be really understanding this stuff. But most importantly, you should be applying it nonstop. And that's what I want you to do. Diet for the mind. You should be no more conversations, no more Googling of symptoms, no more discussing the problem, no more ruminating the problem. When the mind is thinking, you should be accepting. Understand that our state of being is creating the thoughts, the emotions, the actions, and attracting the experiences. change your life by changing your state of being. Okay, not by putting out all the fires and navigating the murky waters of your life. We go to the control unit and do the work on the state of being and listen to that Q&A in week four, the last recording in module four, very, very important. And then enjoy this piece, guys. Enjoy week five, which used to be week seven, but it's week five, and really enjoy it. And trust, allow, let go. Put, you know, I call it handing the football over to a better running back, right? Well, you're handing the football to infinite intelligence. You're handing your problem or your challenges or your goals, your outcomes over to a force that is 100%. Cannot fail. It's infinite intelligence. So allow yourself to do that. So really enjoy week five and keep up the good work and don't compare yourself to others. You're perfectly where you are. And if you need to step it up a little bit, step it up. Just become an acceptance machine. Have a strict diet for the mind. Remember week one, mental filter, focus, feeding your mind good things. Week two, all about awareness, the understanding. Week three and four, acceptance, no judgment. And week five, letting go. All right, guys, enjoy this week, and we'll see you on the Q&A.